So I'm going to talk a little bit about solar and landing on chord tones to give yourselves sort of a consonance to land on, and also we can also land on non-chord tones. So we'll see where all this goes. Let's go over some basic things about the tune, but I may do a little playing here up front just to kind of get us going. But you can listen for some of these ideas and things as we do that. All right, so I'm gonna mute my mic here and then play along a little bit here. Okay, so I picked up the this guitar a little for today, and it's funny because the strings are so thin and bendy that it does get a little carried away on that. But so some ideas here to think about for this tune, Solar. Let's start with some of the basic things that you might do. Let's say you're just picking this tune up or for the first time. Even if you're not, I think you might benefit from this. So try something like a C minor six. So that's a C minor six pentatonic, you might say. You also might try a little bit of major seven. Okay, has a more distinct sound, I think. But anyhow, so it kind of has that. You might try that sort of melodic minor. And if you haven't done melodic minor too much in the past, you might think about approaching it as, or comparing it to like a C major scale. So have a flat third, everything else remains the same. Okay. Good thing I didn't play the string six too much there, because I and drop D. I'll just tune that right back up here. But as far as chord tones, you know, you might end up playing, you know, fifths, flat third, maybe the sixth. Those are gonna be fairly consonant tones. The 11 is a nice sound on a minor chord. And then we get into this F, and we set F up a little bit from what happens before. So we get the 2-5 to F major 7. And you can alter the fifth. And also on fast tunes, you might go straight to the fifth. Just kind of really alter it in whatever way you feel like doing. Or play a G flat 7 sort of idea, which is like the tritone substitution for a C. Now, F major 7, that could be fairly straightforward, but you know, go to chord tones to end up maybe resolving some of your lines. Then we have a 2-5 in E flat, 2-5 in D flat, and another 2-5 in minor, C minor. So let's survey some of these scales and things. So we have C minor 6. Okay, so basically C minor. And then we have the key of, so C minor is basically a key of 3 flats, but we might play those flats for natural minor, but maybe a more major 7 kind of a sound on that. Key of 1 flat for F, key of 3 flats E flat, and key of 5 flats for D flat. So you can also think in your tonal areas as well. Let's do a little more playing. I'm gonna slow it down here a little bit, and kind of with the idea of maybe seeing where some of those things land. All right, so I'll do a little more playing on it, and let me know if you have any questions on it. I think I'm going to release this as a podcast as well. But video version for members. Okay, well, let's play a little bit. I'm going to mute my microphone. Thank you. Okay, so a nice tune there to kind of have a little fun with. And in our previous talk, we mentioned a little bit about following some of the chord tones and using those to guide your lines. So on and then I I kind of used that, and then I kind of got carried away with just playing on some of those and just having fun with it. So you want let's say we're taking a C minor six. You want to kind of visualize this chord shape, and then maybe create melody lines out of it, and then you've got the G minor C7. So you might kind of use those as guide tones to move you along, move you through it. So right, so then F becomes minor to the B flat 7. Flat. Right, so when you, especially when it gets to the G minor, we have these guide tones moving down. Say G, G minor, C7, F major 7, okay, F minor 7, B flat 7, E flat major 7, E flat minor 7, A flat 7, D flat major 7, D minor 7, flat 5. But we're not even including the flat 5, right? We're just using these 3s and 7s guide tones, and then go to C minor 6. Right, so you can go from all this and then find those tones. So let's kind of go through those. I'm gonna mute the piano here and just talk through those a little bit. Thank you. See, so there I took through. I went and played those guide tones as I showed you earlier. One of the interesting features about that is sometimes they just stay the same. You know, like when you go down to the D flat major 7, you get this kind of sound. And then when we get to the D minor 7 flat 5, right, the root changes, but these two notes, the F and the C, are still there, right? So that's that kind of an interesting feature. So that's the practice idea that you can take with you is maybe take those chords, separate them out a little bit. So that's what I did on the second chorus, kind of played through those a little bit and separated those notes out. So start with the C6, C minor 7, G minor 7, C7, F major 7, F minor 7. Just try to see if you can separate those out and play them without having to play the roots, without having to play other chords and things like that. And then see if you can play through some of those changes there. All right, so and then as far as landing on tones, the chord tones are going to be the ones that kind of give you a consonance, right? So if you're looking to kind of keep your lines moving, then you're going to want to maybe resolve on something that's not a chord tone. So let's play a little bit on that. Non-chord tones. So there you can land on non-chord tones to keep the lines moving forward and preventing something from resolving. So when you're, let's say when I was on the F minor, right, I didn't land on any of these tones. I landed on this tone. So that's called a non-chord tone. And that particular tone is not very dissonant, but it's outside enough that the listener will want to hear something resolve eventually. And then I kept going with that sort of idea, landing on the nine of the E flat, which is a non-chord tone that sits between the root and the third. And then, eventually you may want to give, a particular resolution on the, giving it a root note or maybe a fifth or a third. The sevenths also tend to propel things forward, so, but that is also an option as part of the chord. So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks for checking this video out. Let me know how this goes for you, and I will see you all in the next one. Have a great practice session.